the term 40 and 8 doesn't mean much to most Americans, unless you happen to serve in France during one of the world wars. But the 40 and 8 still has much meaning today, and the story is important to all. We'll uncover the tale on today's edition of The American Countryside.
I don't believe it! My savings are gone! They're gone!
You're kidding.
Nope, they're gone! They're gone, gone!
Okay, all right. Think about it. Where did you have them last?
I remember I was home, then I took them, and then I spent them on that vacation to Aruba. Then I bought this miniature suit of armor I saw in the in-flight magazine.
And that's the last you saw of your savings?
Yes.
This is so weird.
I know, right?
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. You'd be surprised how quickly a little money from every paycheck can really add up. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
The armor is cool, though. Oops. I think I broke its gauntlet.
You broke my favorite part.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Many people may see this car sitting on the rails and believe it is just another boxcar.
Those boxcars were made in this country and then shipped in parts to France where they were assembled.
The boxcars are about 4 feet shorter than a modern car. Most were assembled in the late 1800s. The cars are known as the 40 and 8. Tony Gallagher says they received that title after World War I.
The boxcar itself is smaller than the American boxcar. It would carry 8 horses or mules or 40 men. That's where we get the name 40 and 8.
During both World Wars, this was a primary way to transport men. It's safe to say that if you rode in one of these cars, you probably didn't quickly forget the experience.
Those men would ride in those boxcars after the 8 horses had been in there. Now, they would be on that boxcar for 3 days. Number one, the boxcar was not cleaned out after the horses. Number two, there's no toilet facilities, as you can see.
Troops would ride the rails with both doors open, which provided some ventilation. A little moving air was about the only luxury to riding the 40 and 8.
Nothing in there. It's just a plain boxcar. Special timbers, all that timber came out of this country. And all the steel came out of this country. And they assembled them over there for the front lines.
Perhaps the real story is what happened to some of those boxcars after their use in both World Wars. There's a chance one may not be too far from you. The tale of why some of those boxcars ended up in the U.S. is next time as we travel the countryside. In Sedalia, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.